At Hugh Neff's kennel outside of Fairbanks, the dogs are excited to run, even if it's 25 below. Neff is out for a quick one-hour jaunt, which will keep his dogs eating well in the lead-up to the race, which starts Saturday.
All right!
He's relaxed and self-assured. His voice is steady, and without the quick mercurial wit that he's sometimes known to unleash around the other racers.
So even though I haven't raced in the last couple of years, these guys have, so yeah, that's good.
Neff was banned from the quest after one of his dogs died during the race in 2018. He denies any wrongdoing, and the experience soured him on the race for several years. But he stayed involved thanks in part to family connections. In fact, his kennel is now on a piece of land where the idea for the 1,000-mile race was dreamt up.
So yeah, Leroy homesteaded this place back in the 60s. He's one of the original people.
The Leroy he's referring to is Leroy Schenck, a co-founder of the quest who died last spring. Neff is married to Schenck's granddaughter, and the two moved into Schenck's old house off of Nordale Road northeast of Fairbanks. Inside the home, plastered with Quest paraphernalia from the last four decades, his wife, Olivia, is preparing drop bags for the checkpoints.
So how many are you doing for each checkpoint?
Three for now.
Okay.
That's all you need, right?
After Hugh helped her finish last year's race, it's her turn to handle for him. Olivia says she's talked her husband into making a few changes to his life, like giving up meat.
Since you went vegan, you've lost 40 pounds.
Yeah, down to my fighting weight.
He's drinking less and doing more chores to take care of a growing kennel. The two have about 40 dogs he's taking care of, and...
two goats and two pigs. And they're potbelly pigs. And then we've got these two rescue dogs that are in the house.
But Neff insists all the changes to his life this year are superficial. While his inexperienced team won't be vying for a win this year, he says he's still as competitive as ever.
Oh, I'll always be competitive just being, you know, growing up with Michael Jordan and Walter Payton. And it's just the way I am, you know.
And whatever people might say, he's not going to let it get to him.
I'm willing to be judged and vilified or whatever people are going to say, but most of them, they don't know me.
He says he doesn't have time to think about the critics. He's got dogs who need dinner. Reporting in Fairbanks, I'm Lex Trinan.